Hello and welcome to the British English Podcast, the show all about British culture and British English with your host, Charlie Baxter. That is me, and I am joined with Harry today. Harry is my co-host on the YouTube channel, Real English with Real Teachers. Harry has agreed to do this podcast with me out of the kindness of his heart. And we're going to be talking all about our ideal trips abroad. I haven't even told him this topic, but there we go. What do you think about that topic, Harry?
I like that. I like the topic. Yeah, it took me by surprise. I like the way you said it. And we're going to be talking about this. It sounded like, but I don't know what we're talking about. And then I remembered, well, it's your podcast. Of course, you make the plan. So, you know, yeah. Just take me with you.
Yeah, you can sit back, relax. And, well, I will need your imagination, though, because I'm going to be prying into your deepest and darkest, into your imagination.
Oh, dear. Really. Yeah, that's good. Well, I will try to be relaxed because the imagination is at its best when one is relaxed. So I will try to stay calm and mindful and give you my best. And yeah, hope my imagination can serve you guys.
This episode comes with a free worksheet over on the website, thebritishenglishpodcast.com. So grab that and you can listen along whilst using it. Brilliant. Yeah. Relax away. And we can, you know, edit out any farts if that needs to be done to relax truly.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Or when I gulp from my shake. Oh.
Yeah. I mean, that doesn't help relaxation. So I feel like it's not necessarily needed in the process of relaxing.
Although, there are some good vitamins in there.
It's true.
It's all good for the body. Okay. Good for the mind.
What did you put in your shake?
Glad you asked. Today we're going to be talking about Harry's shake. It's quite a complex shake. I start with I fill it up halfway with some kind of milk. Normally oat milk, but today I went with coconut milk. I then put two heaped tablespoons of oats in, just oats, normal rolled oats. A heaped tablespoon of peanut butter, with no added sugar, and then a heaped, lots of heaped things, a heaped kind of, like one of those, you know when you put the detergent in the washing machine, one of those kind of spoons, those kind of plastic, I think I lost yours when I came to Australia, you were like, you use my spoon, but can you make sure... Yeah, I want you to wash your clothes, but make sure you give me my spoon back. And I lost it.
I knew you would lose it. That's why I was so restricting in lending it to you. Oh, that was really funny.
So a heaped one of them, a medicinal spoon of hemp powder protein. So it's a whey protein made from hemp, which comes from weed, from cannabis. Amazing. Mm. I'm flying. What else? And it goes on a while. This and then a whole banana, a whole banana which I chop up. Frozen berries. So I got raspberries in there, blueberries, superfood. Yes, please. And blackberries, all frozen. And then I just pop it in here and whisk it up and beat it up in the blender. And it's wicked. Really? It's a wicked little blender, and you can just drink straight from the thing. You don't need to dispense it anywhere. I love it.
Very nice. It's my new thing. I would say it might be a bit of a bitch to clean.
Yeah, it is a bit of a bitch. Although we got this technique, you just put it, you fill it up halfway with water and a heaped teaspoon of washing up liquid, and then put it back on the, on the blade.
Oh, you put it on the blade.
Yeah, and then that cleans it, or it kind of cleans it, and then you just give it a scrub. And Bob's your uncle. You've got a clean shake thing.
I thought you were going to say, and you've got a fairy liquid shake.
Yeah, down that and get to work.
down that and then shit your pants in an hour. I wonder what would happen if you drank, or you just vomit. Yeah. Anyway. So, yeah, we're not just going to go into your imagination and start imagining your favorite trip. We've got a structure to this episode.
You're so professional nowadays.
I know. I've turned over a new leaf. I'm a new man.
And I have a plan. And, not just, is it, and I have it on a Google Doc or Notepad?
I do have a Google Doc in front of me, yeah. And actually, a student that we both have lessons with helped me create this plan. So I set her a homework of creating a podcast similar to the podcast called Off Menu, which is all about food, and they go through their favorite restaurant, you know, the starter, main, pudding, drinks, ambience, location, all those kind of things. And they've got a set of questions.
Ambiance.
But I said, let's turn that. Yeah, sorry. Ambiance.
No, I wasn't correcting you.
Well, yeah, I like to say ambiance, but sometimes I feel like I need to, you know, be less pretentious sometimes.
Yeah, it's quite nasal, isn't it? With that, yeah, got to be careful not to over-nasal.
Well, actually, to be less pretentious, I should probably just not use that word, shouldn't I?
Yeah.
It's quite a pretentious
just
word.
Say Atmos.
So we're going to explain the Atmos, okay. Right?
Yeah.
And to do that, we've got a couple of questions that will take us through it.
Lovely.
So if you will, welcome to the Off the Beaten Track podcast episode.
Lovely. What? I don't know how I was supposed to react to that.
Off the beaten track.
That was a pun.
Show.
Okay. Now, instead of off the menu, off the beaten track show. Oh, because it's traveling. Yes.
Do you think?
Sorry. Yeah. No, I missed the joke. It's very good. That's great. Sorry. Yes.
Yeah.
Do you want to say that again? I'll react better.
That's fine. Yeah, yeah, we'll keep both
in.
Yeah,
definitely.
Welcome to Off the Beaten Track podcast.
Both witty and topical. Carry on. Yeah, well, good to be here. Good to be here.
Good, okay. Well, I'm sure you've thought long and hard over this this idea, because I've given you a lot of time to think about it. So, yeah, let's just imagine you're able to go away in your own way, do whatever you want, and be with whoever you are with in this imagination. But firstly, let's discuss how you're getting there. And I'd like to ask you, driving or flying? Driving or flying? And I'm briefly going to interrupt this episode with today's sponsor. But just know that if you wanted to listen to these conversations without a sponsor, then you can head over to thebritishenglishpodcast.com and become a premium or academy member and enjoy the full conversation sponsor free. All right, so this episode sponsor, it actually takes me back to the beginning of my online teaching career back in 2014. I know, 6 to 7 years ago now for me, as of this recording. But the sponsor's journey started even further back in 2007. And because they are coming up to their 14th anniversary, they wanted to do something really special for you as a language learner to celebrate this milestone. So listen up. The sponsor is iTalki, which is a global community-driven language education platform that connects language learners and lovers, teachers and students together. I have had hundreds and hundreds of lessons as a teacher on iTalki and a handful of them as a learner. And whilst there are many features on iTalki I really enjoy, combined, I'd say all of those features give you a wonderful way to experience an immersion in the language and culture of your choice. And not that I know them personally, but I get the feeling that the founders of the platform aim for us to learn through personalization and to build authentic relationships with other language lovers, be it teachers, exchange partners, or community members, which is a wonderful way to look at language learning, if you think about it. And their 14th anniversary, or as they call it, Italki Day, is on the same date as the International Day of Friendship, which is the 30th of July. And that is very fitting, isn't it? So to celebrate 14 years of Italki and to give thanks to their users, as well as inviting more language lovers to join Italki, they are giving you $140 worth of Italki coupons for free. Megabucks. No matter if you are new to Italki or already an Italki user, you have the chance to win $140 worth of Italki credits coupons package. So open the show notes of this episode and find the Italki link in there, which will take you to the page that explains all that you need to know. Right, that's enough from the sponsor for now. Back to today's episode. But firstly, let's discuss how you're getting there. And I'd like to ask you, driving or flying? Driving or flying?
Well, at the moment, because we are in a pandemic still, I think I'm probably going to be driving. While I want to use the full extent of my imagination, I want to be practical and safe. So, and realistic in these times. Otherwise, you know, I'll get depressed. So I'm going to say I'm driving there. I'm driving.
Okay.
It's about ideal holidays, isn't and it? It's ideal. I mean, ideally, I'd rather fly to be honest.
Yeah, your best imagination.
Right. Yeah. No, I'm flying. Although I might drive to the airport. Although parking, the price of parking at airports is just through the roof. So probably be catching a bus or getting a train there, or better yet, ask Dad to drop me off.
Oh, very good. So the ideal start to your holiday is your dad dropping you off at the airport.
Yeah, I've got low standards, all right? Good. Well, no, the ideal nothing situation would be Giles. Your dad driving me there and just trying not to, you know, to get him to stay awake, because I know he has a tendency to fall asleep at the wheel.
Yeah, he does. Yeah, very good, to fall asleep at the wheel. Don't put your jerry can of gasoline at the back, or petrol, if we're British. With that ultimatum, no, not ultimatum, this or that kind of question, I was tricking you to see if you wanted any other mode of transport. Boat? Magic carpet?
Right. Well, I guess I'd like to fly, just use my wings. That's my ultimate dream, I think. I often have dreams where I'm flying. And it's like, and everyone's watching me like, wow, God, he can fly. It's not even a big deal for him. And I just kind of fly around fluttering about the streets of Bedford. And it's great. And it, honestly, this is quite, they're good dreams. They're very good dreams.
You sure you don't plummet to your death halfway through the dream?
No, it's I just kind of start levitating in a very normal situation. Like maybe standing in the line in a bank. And I just start kind of levitating. And everyone's like, what the fuck is this guy doing? And that's kind of a good dream for me. And then I just start flying around. But in the dream, I don't quite understand it. I'm like, what? When did I learn to fly? And I've got no wings. It's not like I've got wings in the dream. I'm just kind of floating about.
You're defying gravity. I don't know why I want to know, but what were you hoping to do at the bank?
Probably just cash a check. I don't know.
Do you still get checks?
Yeah, at birthdays, I'll get a check. Yeah, I'll get the odd check, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Do you not get the occasional check?
No, even my granddad has now... updated his payment methods to bank account transfer.
Is that birthday present method? His payment methods. Hi, as you know, Granddad, it's my birthday coming up. If you'd like to just transfer me you know, from £50 and above to this bank account. Swift number. Oh my God.
No, well, it's at Christmas and I shouldn't assume it, but I do assume it. And he gives all grandchildren, nine of us, 250 British sterling pounds.
Oh my God.
British sterling pound? British pound sterling?
Yeah, pounds. Yeah, British pound sterling.
Pound sterling.
Yeah.
British pound sterling. Sure. Yeah.
Sterling. Just say sterling. Yeah. Wow, that's a lot of money for nine people. That's 2,000. That's £2,000.
Yeah, is it?
About that?
No. Nearly. Yeah, I'm over.
2,250.
Yeah.
Shit, a brick. Wow.
Yeah, it's a lot, but it's his way of evading
tax
after he dies.
What?
Because inheritance tax is 50%, I think, 40 to 50%, or maybe 60%. I think it's 60%.
Oh, wow, really?
So he's trying to give the younger generations some money, which
is
very
nice.
That?
You're not even free from tax even when you're dead. It's the only thing you can't outrun, like tax. It's all right, I'll be dead and then they can't tax me. Yeah, you have 60% tax, Grandad. It's going to go up.
Yeah, it's pretty extreme.
Threefold.
It is extreme, but I actually think it's quite good because it allows there to be less extreme poverty and wealth gap.
Well, not if you're poor and your dad leaves you 20 grand and 60% of it gets taken by the government. What the... That was his nest egg. Thanks very much, Boris, you prick.
Good phrase. Nest egg. What's that?
It's an amount of money or something worth a lot that you hold on to that you can use later in life to do nice things with or give to your children. A nest egg.
Let's go with that. Yeah, yeah.
Don't know. That's a good.
I'll double check for the Academy members, but I reckon it is.
Yeah. Yeah, I would. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. So to travel solo or not to travel solo, that is the second question.
Oh, right. That's a very good one. Yeah. So I love traveling on my own. I really love it. So I think ideally I'd want to go on my own, but it depends on the kind of holiday. Like if I want to go on a trip where I'm going to different places. If I'm traveling, if I want to go to a couple of locations and just get to know the place, the people, the culture, soak myself in it or soak as much of it up as possible, I'd rather go on my own. But especially if I'm really interested in a place, like I wouldn't want to go to Cuba with Marina because she's not as into like the culture as I am. Like I would just want to go to a bar and sit there and listen to music like, all day, and I know that she wouldn't be as into like Latin jazz or whatever as I am, so I'd feel bad and it would take away from my experience. I know that she wouldn't have a great time. But then there's other holidays where I'd much rather go with her, like I don't know, a really nice beach holiday in Thailand or something. Then I would definitely go with Marina. So it really depends on the location.
Nice. Yeah, that's fair. Yeah. Fair answer. It makes me want to help you experience this trip to Cuba. Sounds like you'd love it.
I would love it. It's the last couple of years I've done nothing but play the bongos and listen to Cuban music, and I watch a lot of documentaries. I love it. Just the music in particular. I'm not so much all about the Caribbean food and stuff, but yeah, I would love it. I've got to go.
Should this be your, you know, location that you're thinking of for this imaginary trip?
Quite possibly. Yeah. Yeah, I think so. It scares me a bit, the idea of going there, because I know it is quite dangerous, but it's just such an iconic place. And yeah. I think I'd have a really nice time there. But also Spain is really important to me. I love like traveling around Spain. I feel safe there as well. So Spain, okay. I was thinking about doing the Camino de Santiago, that, you know, the big pilgrimage
the
they
walk
do.
To Santiago? Is it to Santiago?
I think it ends in Santiago, not the Chile, but in Galicia. Yeah, I'd really like to do that. Didn't you do a section of that when you were...
I saw people walking it when I was cycling to Pamplona. Pamplona?
Pamplona, right.
Pamplona or Pamplona?
Pamplona, yeah. Pamplona, I think that's right. That's where they do the ball run, right?
Yeah. I think there must have been some people going that way.
Yeah.
Because there were people walking with sticks on the high, on not the highways, but like the big roads. And I was like, what are you doing?
Get a
and
life.
Some people mentioned that. Yeah.
What the hell are you? Oh my God. Pilgrimage. Pathetic. On your bike.
Oi.
Oh, God. Losers.
Very good. Out the way. Bing, yeah. Bing. Okay, so you're going solo.
Yeah, I think so. I love going away with Marina, but, you know, I'd like a little trip on my own. Ah, oh, thank you. It's just a note from my dad. He said, piping, come and tell me if it's too loud, Pete. I think he's gonna do it downstairs, but should be fine.
Brilliant.
So if it's well, you can tell me if it's too loud, I'll go and tell him it's too loud.
So is he doing his own plumbing?
No, bagpiping.
Oh wow.
Yeah. Bagpiping.
Oh, but right. I would assume that bagpiping would probably be pretty horrendously loud.
It's pretty loud.
Let me know.
Let me know.
Yeah.
If not, I'll just tell him, like, yeah, Dad, wait an hour and then do it. It's pretty loud. But he's been doing a lot of bagpiping during the lockdowns. So, you know, the Thursday NHS clapping that everyone was doing here? He would go out onto the street and parade the whole street playing the bagpipes.
Amazing.
It was brilliant. Amazing. It was really good. He'd march the whole way and the neighborhood loved it. There it goes. Can you hear it? Yeah?
Yes.
Maybe just for the podcast, hear a couple of seconds of it. There you go. In fact, maybe I'll go and tell him to stop and I'll take the mic down and you'll hear it get louder and louder for the podcast.
Yeah, no.
Right, I'll go and tell him to wait an hour. We'll be got an hour, right? Or less.
We'll be done in 20 minutes.
Oh, wow. Okay. Sorry, yeah. I'm yapping on a bit.
All
right,
good.
See you in a sec. Hi, Dad. Do you reckon you could wait just like half an hour?
Yeah, sure.
I'm recording with Charlie. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, of
course. And then, thanks for asking. Yeah, half an hour.
Oh,
thanks
gotta love
very
it.
Much.
Gotta love the Giles family. I absolutely loved that. Fantastic. Ending there for part one. Remember to grab the free worksheet, which is in the show notes of this episode, or over at thebritishenglishpodcast.com, along with getting yourself $140 worth of italki credits coupons package. To see the show notes, just click the title of this episode on your preferred podcast player app. On Spotify, you'll be able to click see more and voila. Or that means, and there we are in French, but in English we use that word, voila. And you'll be able to see the italki link I'm talking about. And on Apple Podcasts, you'll most likely be taken to the British English Podcast page with all the episodes. So then click on this episode title again in that view, and then you'll be taken to the episode show notes. And I'm sure 6 months after releasing this, those instructions will make no sense after another software update. So those techies always keeping us on our toes, aren't they? Until next time, have a great week. You've been listening to the British English Podcast. My name's Charlie, and goodbye for now.